Resident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this March the 16th on the West Coast, now March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome all those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, as well as on BlogTalkRadio.com. And if you've find yourself away sometime and not with internet services, and you're close to a telephone, you certainly can call in to listen to the show. We do have a phone bridge set up, and that number is posted on the webpage, front page at bbsradio.com. In case you are listening on the internet, then you probably already know that. But it's a good, handy thing to have in case you want to check in all the shows on BBS Radio. And certainly, if you haven't subscribed to the archives, by all means do. You subscribe to Evident Footprints for an annual fee, and it's very reasonable. You can download all the shows on bbsradio.com, not just Evident Footprints. And there are many, many good shows. So I encourage you to do that if you haven't done it. It keeps us on the air. It keeps the truth coming out. And it makes those that are committing crimes rather nervous. And we like that. We enjoy that. Well, there is a lot to talk about. What do I talk about first? I caught one of these 30-second clips on CNN earlier this evening when they were showing a hearing that was going on in Washington, D.C. with Attorney General Eric Holder, and he was describing how we are not going to catch Osama bin Laden. It's been now determined after 9 years, or we'll say 8.5, give them the benefit of the doubt, that they can't catch bin Laden. And we've been saying that he's been dead since at least December of 2001. So if you're trying to catch him, you'll never catch him because he's not running. He's not evading capture. And they know this. Yet the hearing went on as if the guy's alive and as if he had something to do with 9/11. He was the boogeyman, if you recall. The whole world was told Osama bin Laden was the mastermind behind 9/11, and that Saddam Hussein had something to do with it too, that he was harboring Al-Qaeda recruits and training them. And I'm surprised that the CIA actually said that when they're the ones that are actually doing the training. They are the creators of Al-Qaeda and websites like Al Jazeera. But we don't hear those truths come out of the mouths of the congressmen questioning, grilling the Attorney General of the United States. And basically, he made a comment like he won't be read his Miranda rights. If they're read to him, it'll be to a dead man. So he's alluding to the fact that bin Laden is dead. They know that. Why do they carry out the ruse of putting out these bogus videotapes that we've exposed so many times on this show, and how those shows are a signal to those around the planet, the insiders that know about false flag events that are about to strike the United States or other countries. It's so plain to see what's going on. It's so plain. It's as plain as the nose in the front of your face. Not to use a pun, of course. Nancy Pelosi, pushing for the health care bill, says that we have to get this thing passed and then you will find out what it's about. Talk about putting the cart before the horse. There's an article that came out. I don't know the exact source of this, but this came out in an email, and they're referencing House Bill 3200, highlighted pages 58 and 59. Judge Kilhill wrote, "I have reviewed selected sections of the bill and find it unbelievable that our Congress, led by Speaker Nancy or Nazi, as you prefer, Pelosi, could come up with a bill loaded with so many wrong-headed elements." That's a quote. "Both Republicans and Democrats are equally responsible for the financial mess of both Social Security and Medicare programs. I am opposed to HB 3200 for a number of reasons. To start with, it is estimated that a federal bureaucracy of more than 150,000 new employees will be required to administer HB 3200. That is an unacceptable expansion of a government that is already too intrusive in our lives. If we are going to hire 150,000 new employees, let's put them to work protecting our borders, fighting the massive drug problem, and putting more law enforcement firefighters out there." I don't know that we need... Now, that's the end of the quote right there. I don't know particularly that we need more law enforcement. We need law. Let's put it that way. We need the Congress and the Senate and the administration and the Supreme Court to follow the law, not to violate it. They're not above it. So in that respect, now, as far as firefighters go, if the drug smuggling criminals in Washington would stop paying people to set fires in California and elsewhere around the country, we wouldn't need the firefighters. I wish he would have brought up something about the massive embezzlement going on, but you see, the judges are involved. Don't know that this one is. Maybe he's not privy to it. Now, as a final note, before we bring on tonight's guest, I want to allude to an article that I posted on my site, courtesy of International Currency Review editor and publisher Christopher Story, revealing that Michael Cottrell's Pennsylvania Investments Company has been sabotaged by five presidents, and they have documentation to show that this was going on, to the tune of $6.2 trillion that Mr. Cottrell is being entrusted with, money loaned to him, to his corporation, by the Queen of England to kickstart the American dollar. Now, I've talked about this issue a number of times. I wrote an article back in January 2007 for the Idaho Observer where I talked about Wantagate, and we basically exposed what was corrupt in that, including Wanta himself. And we've alluded to the numerous attempts to steal the Freedom and Prosperity funds that are due individuals that invested money many years ago to see a healthy return that would be used to rebuild this economy. And instead, these criminals in Washington and elsewhere, one likes flying between Kennebunkport, Maine, and Houston, Texas, although I heard he moved his office to Dallas recently, they spend all their time trying to steal the money. And they got caught trying to steal $6.2 trillion by putting a mob figure's name, a Salvatore DeFrancesco, Lord knows where he's from, take your pick, Chicago, New York, Las Vegas, doesn't matter. He's listed all over the country. And his son, who runs the Fidelity accounts, probably had something to do with it. But what they did is they created this ruse that the last four digits of Michael Cottrell's Social Security number were mixed up, and therefore it went to this mob boss. This mob boss, at the same time they messed up the security numbers, Social Security numbers, also had his name put on Cottrell's corporation as the secretary. So it's a shallow lie told by an employee at the Secretary of State's office in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Wantagate involved Wisconsin at an earlier time, some years ago. In fact, about the time that Vince Foster was murdered in Washington, D.C. Hillary Clinton's former boyfriend and law partner at the Rose Law Firm, who was being investigated for Whitewater and other things that we seem to forget about. So I urge you to read this article. It's mind-blowing, revealing the level of corruption. Five presidents are named. Five presidents, beginning with Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and now the long-legged Mac Daddy. Think about it. You should be outraged. I am. Well, it's time to bring on tonight's guest. He is a polymer chemist, and he is also a chemtrail opposition researcher. And he really knows the topic very well. He's got the credentials to back his statements and his views on what's happening to the atmosphere around this planet, amongst many other topics that he's very versed in. And we welcome him back to Evident Footprints tonight, my good friend, Dr. Mike Castle. Dr. Mike, welcome to the show.
Yes, good evening, Don, and thank you very much for having me on your show again. I always look forward to it, and just listening to you talk, I'm thinking, oh, gosh, how can we talk about that? We got to talk about that, too. Oh, no. And I could have added a whole bunch of other people to that list of stuff that you, in fact, were talking about, the Clintons and the Bushes and so on and so forth. You know, don't forget Rubin, Soros, throw in Zygmunt Brzezinski for certain, and also Kissinger and Greenspan.
Yeah, and Cheney.
We need to put them in there into their place. I call it an ignorance of the elitist, and that's in fact what they practice every day. It's the elitist ignorance gone to seed.
Well, I'm sorry I had to put this news out over the air because it adds to the pollution.
but at least it's radio.
You have to do it that way.
No, that's good. No, I can't. I will read the article. I can't wait to read it, but. See, there's where you put the edge of specificity to things that are just sort of lingering there. They're like a haze. They're like a haze, a pall that just lays on the surface of all this corruption. And then you, in fact, are able to instill the entity in it. And that's exactly right. You know, when I found out for when I entered that realm of finding out whom these beings really are, because they're not just normal humans, that's for certain. That's when I just, nothing surprises me. Absolutely nothing surprises me, Don. And you know, as you've heard on the, Renz had someone on his program, they were talking about this, and it just seems to defy even your ability to imagine that beings could do the things that they do and the corruptness that's in front of us right across this world. And now the world is turning against the United States and saying, we don't trust you anymore. We don't, not only do we not recognize you, we don't trust you. And see, it's that element of the DOD and the Pentagon and the CIA and that black order that, in fact, has infested itself into the hierarchy of everything that we call our government and, in fact, our leaders. And I'm not just talking about the administration and the executive branch. I'm talking about in the entire government. They, in fact, are built throughout it, and they don't care that the United States, in fact, has got the reputation that it has today, let alone the monetary problems that we've got. So, you know, when you write articles like that, you just continue to crown those people that, in fact, that they just keep coming up. But see, we're tolerant of that. The Matrix allows us to be tolerant of that. Well, there's a lot of people that showed up to a lot of protest things in the last few days, including the fishermen, because they don't want you fishing anymore. But there's just so many things that, in fact, it's just so outlandish and outrageous. Like I said before, there's no word of magnitude that describes this, because this stuff's never happened before throughout all of history, to be in the prominence that we are in the era that we're in, that you could still have this continue day in and day out. And then you walk out in the morning and you look up, there they are. They got the yellow chemtrails out. And yeah, I measured on a clean vinegar soap wash windshield at least a tenth of an inch, a tenth of a mil, excuse me, on a clean windshield in 2 hours. Man, they fumigated this place down here. I kid you not. That dust was so unbelievable, and it was definitely the desiccant variety, you know, the type that contained potassium dibromides or methylene dibromides. I mean, you can just pick one, and they've got it in there. But it's designed to dry the atmosphere out, and I guess we need a lot of drying out because they don't want it to rain. They're switching the Gulf jet stream, and they're pushing it out to the east around the Carolinas and on out further. Well, I guess it's right at Bermuda. And this has occurred all day. And every time I hear something about health care, about this or about that, I'm just thinking, hey, but people, don't you see this stuff that they're spraying in the air? Can't we get this stopped? So I wrote a letter to Ron Paul tonight. Hopefully he, in fact, will take note that while all this is going on, look at those chemtrails we're spraying right there. You're going to be breathing that in 3 to 4 hours.
If you watch a movie, and it doesn't matter if it's a recent movie, something filmed for TV or a theatrical film, you see chemtrails in the skies everywhere.
Right.
I mean, I saw a cowboy movie with chemtrails in it.
I did, too. It's got John Wayne in it. Yeah, there's a John Wayne movie that's got chemtrails in the background, down in the Butte lands, and I'm just, that's exactly what. Of course, I think he got lung cancer because he made that one movie, that one really dusty cowboy movie. I forget the name of it. Pardon me, but that was where, in fact, there was a very large fallout from the testing of the A-bomb. Down in that neck of the woods, just not 10 years prior to that. So there's no doubt that, in fact, not good to kick up dust cloud in that part of the woods anymore.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they hit the whole state of Ohio today. And interestingly, too, there's a story that I carried on the show a couple of times last week, and I think I brought it up earlier this week regarding, that would have been yesterday. I think I did. We have an underground base underneath Lake Erie.
Yeah.
And these planes are coming out of that base. Certainly, August 25th of last year, they were out spraying and took off for space, covered up the skies completely in about 15 minutes. Planes all over the place, kicking in their anti-gravity, and the planes lit up and disappeared, and there's been interest. Now, the United Galactic Federation has been filmed by a man that lives in Euclid, Ohio, and they've been talking about this on AM radio. Of course, you get the dumb spin. Like, what's going on? Nobody knows about this. Nobody's talking about this. This is what Mike Trevisano, the host of his own show, is saying. As if the only valid conversation or the only valid information is going to come from mainstream media, in particular TV.
Right.
And he made
and
comments.
He's right on top of it.
Yeah, I'll give him credit for at least talking about the story. Because he saw this event that I described in August 25th, too. This show was on the air live when when the calls started flooding the studios in Independence, Ohio, where WTAM 1100 AM has their studios. And he went out during the break to smoke a cigarette and looked up at the sky and saw these planes lighting up. They were kicking into anti-gravity mode. And he was astounded by what he saw. He had no idea what was going on. I suspect most people that saw that event didn't know what was going on. And the powers that be that are listening right now know damn well I know what I'm talking about.
Sure you do.
This is an event that occurred. And there was an intermediary, and that intermediary has been on the show twice. And he was armed with the information I gave him, and they were quite surprised that he knew what had happened here. One of the generals at the meeting actually alluded to the fact that he listens to this show. And his reason for listening to the show is that he hears the truth. That was relayed to me. So so we got to bring forth the truth here. And let's not mince words with what we're going to talk about tonight for certain. I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I guess we already are.
Well, I definitely want to go down the trail that I've tried to trek down quite a few times. And that's talking about the weather. That's talking about how to reverse the weather that they're installing. And see, just right on cue, they turned that system on over there. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Did you hear that?
I heard it.
Okay,
yes,
hear what? Yeah, what? Well, no, the one of the things that I wanted to tell you when I was on the phone the other day and really slipped my mind, what I've noticed by looking at various radars all across the globe, I noticed that they're doing something very new. In any air current and or eddy, any weather system, let's just take hurricanes and typhoons. South of the equator, what direction does it spin? You had this in high school, didn't you?
Are you asking asking a rhetorical question?
I'm just asking a rhetorical question. The low pressure systems, in fact, spin with a left turn. A left turn. The hurricanes, in fact, will spin from the left. The low pressure systems that we have coming through will spin to the left in the northern climate, in north of the equator. Interestingly, Don, I believe they're spinning them the opposite direction. And I know that, in fact, I sent to a couple people. I'm not certain if I sent you one of those radars from the Live Titan radar, but I know that, in fact, that when that system was off the coast of the Carolinas, somehow, some way, they were able to spin something off of that with a right spin, which came all the way up into Ohio, literally turned left, and went all the way out through Indiana and Illinois. And it was just like a stream of fire. I never seen anything, but it was all precipitation. Mesocyclonic, and it was just a front that they spun off of the system. But you couldn't spin it across Ohio and all the way out through Illinois unless it had a right spin on it to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I find out that over in Australia, they've done the same thing over there. Now we've got one that is coming onto the coast of the United States, and it's making this, can I call it a perturbation in the stream coming off of the Canadian Pacifica and below Alaska, and they're actually getting a right spin turned on that, which is forcing this massive system out off of the North Arctic ice cap, very, very, very cold air, full of precipitation. And listen, isn't Minnesota having a real heyday again with the Red River? Well, they haven't seen anything yet. Because they're dumping this system all the way down across the northern tier of Canada all the way back across the United States, and it's going to arrive here in the next couple of days.
It's almost as though they're trying to flood out the farmlands to delay a planting season.
Exactly. That's exactly what they've done in 1995, 96. I mean, any time farmers planted, especially in Indiana and Ohio, they'd in fact virtually wait until they got most of the Farm Bureau's reports and the Department of Agriculture's reports on how many farmers had planted already, and then they would unleash this gully-washing storm right there in the very early spring, and it would wash out all the seed. It wasn't just a loss. It was a complete loss. That's what they used to do in Texas. Then they would cycle that with droughts, extreme droughts. So they're getting ready to do the same thing again with the wheat belt. They're getting ready to, in fact, blast that all the way again and cause more havoc with the flood weapon. That's exactly what these are, flood weapons. Like I said, there's just no way you can turn that you don't see them in an activity. Earthquakes off of the south coast of Oregon, they had a 4.6 quake at 25 kilometers off of the coast of Oregon. Of course, Los Angeles had one 4 point something today, 4.4. But this one in Oregon, they had another one yesterday, 4.5, 4.6, off of the coast of Oregon, same place, same time. But interestingly enough, it doesn't go any further north into Oregon until you get to Washington State. And then, again, you've got minor earthquake activity in that area. But it just doesn't seem to bother the south coast of Oregon, if you know what I'm talking about, with the juncture with the with the northern coast of California, or the northern part of California. So, but we do have individuals in those areas that, in fact, practice this thing that I've been talking about for quite some time with the Oregon accumulators. That seems to have a relatively dramatic effect on these earthquakes occurring, because I assure you that they have all been created using the scalar inferotomy. Then again, I just can't spread the word fast enough that maybe you don't have to do anything. Well, should we build one of these things? Should we see if it helps anything? Well, I guess that everyone can do what they want, but I would just highly encourage them, based on what we've seen so far, it looks like it does exactly what we had thought it would do, and that's, in fact, deflect some of these scalar waves that travel throughout the ground, or maybe they're used sort of like a bounce back, if you will, from the HARP, because they can do that off the ionosphere very actively. But I just, I also think that we can, in fact, counter what they're trying to do right now, is that counterspin all the storms and just really make them go wild, because that's not normal cyclonic activity whatsoever. But they're reversing the spin. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but it does to me, because they can't do anything the right direction and get enough out of it, so they, in fact, just reverse it. And I believe that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a few nights ago, we had 50 mile an hour straight line winds, and this counterclockwise flow of air, which is highly unusual, and for this part of the country, certainly, and headed right in the direction that you described, up towards Chicago and Indiana and Wisconsin, too.
Yeah. How do you get that out of a left turn?
How do you get it out of a left turn? Put up your Oregon generators.
Okay. Well, I think we've proven our point about that particular aspect. You know, I've been a promoter of something that I didn't invent this. I just made the observation that the orgone field, the energy field, has a very intense right spin because it is, in fact, the same as, in my mind, the same as a magnetic energy. But it's natural magnetic energy. It's not electromagnetic. That makes all the difference in the world. Being natural magnetic, it in fact is able to be very finite within the Earth's own magnetic wave because there's where it originated to begin with. Magnetite or lodestone just has the embedded magnetic field of the time and in fact that it was created or produced by some bacterial forms. A long, long time ago, and when those magnetic radiances are focused through a crystal and just pointed in a certain direction, it creates a very intense right spin axis vortice. That vortex, and as you have pointed out before, there's more than just a right spin because in the interior of that, there is possibly a counter rotating axis. However, it's the intense right spin of the vortex. We've kept those across this world and the people I've communicated with around the globe towards the North Magnetic Pole, just in that direction. Did you see last week where they announced that they were going to close the Hadron Collider down for a year?
Yes, a little birdie dropped a baguette, which is a piece of bread, on top of a housing or some apparatus near the accelerator ring, was the story. Now, I don't trust that story with a 10-foot pole, let alone a 17-kilometer collider.
It's a lie. That's what I said. It's a lie. It's a ruse. In fact, they didn't shut their operations down. They're going to continue it. But this is what they do. I mean, if you've seen a picture of that collider, and you know it's been on Yahoo. I've looked at it very closely. It's got eight longitudinals. It's got eight very large beams, if you will, that go to the center of the radius of it. And the power they put through there is just awesome. And in fact, they're able to, in fact, accelerate the particle beam with an intense right spin. I've done the research on that. I looked at that. They've got the particle beam with an intense right spin. All I'm predicting and projecting is if these orgone generators, in fact, are just tilted that direction, natural magnetic will trump the electromagnetic. I don't care how much power they got. It will always override it. But we don't want to override it. We don't want to deflect it. We want to enjoin it. And I predict that this enjoins at the north. These vortexes are very big, and I believe that enjoins it at the north magnetic pole, causing an acceleration of the right particle beam spin. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Now, they're running this at, 7 trillion electron volts? And their goal is to get it up to 14 trillion before they shut it off?
Yeah, and by the way, that's not with any kind of gain factors. That's when you start getting to go to 10 to the minus and 10 to the plus, you know. It's like $1 trillion. It's just, your mind can't think in that many zeros. It's something as awesome as, you know, what a waste of electricity.
What a waste of money and time and everything else.
Of humanity and with the purpose of what they're trying to do. Oh, we're just experimenting. I can assure you that is one of the biggest lies that was ever laid upon mankind by anyone. Oh, we're just experimenting. We just want to see if we can open up this black hole here. Well, wait a minute there. Guys, you know, we know that, in fact, you don't really believe in what you're doing. You're wanting to open up something else, and we happen to know what that is. We just kind of conveniently called it Hell's Gate for lack of a better definition because I don't think you would understand a trans a trans portal that goes to somewhere else. And by the way, it's not only something here going there, but it's something from there coming here. That is the dimension that, in fact, well, we believe we know how. We just stumbled across it. We know how to keep that thing shut down. And all I can say, Don, is by creating the accelerated spin or enjoining that right vortex of the electromagnetic particle beam, you've got a counter-rotating wave field in behind that. Now, that's closer to the collider. You've got this wave field, and in fact, now, they're spinning these in opposite directions. They're counter-rotating. In between that, those two zones right there is where this thing is supposed to either appear or open up. And it cannot unless both fields are going exactly the same velocity. It's got to be exactly. I mean, not just close, not empirical, exactly.
Now, because the United Galactic Federation, our friends with them, stated that should they succeed in colliding these two streams of atoms, that they'll take out Europe. And that's been our sense of this all along.
Right.
Does that surprise you at all?
Absolutely does not surprise me, because there is the antimatter that they're wanting, they're seeking. They're seeking, in fact. But then again, how do you kind of put that in front of anybody so they can understand it? I don't know. I just know that I don't want them to do anything, period. So if I've got some methodology that I believe in, because, well, it seems as though everything is working against them to, in fact, keep that thing going, and they just can't keep it started. You know, if you look at a photograph of it, it just looks like a bunch of college kids built this with wires laying everywhere. You know, how much money did this cost? Talk
yeah.
about something. I mean, it's just got wires laying, cables, and pipes, and it's the most ugly, horrid thing I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't think of anything that, in fact, could remind me of something that has the capability, only in theory, of opening up this thing called Hell's Gate. Well, it's what goes and comes through that has got me more convinced that I don't want that to happen. So if I believe that, in fact, I can speed that thing up and keep these velocities from being exactly the same, well, then why not? That's just the way I see it. I also know that same energy that, in fact, that I believe that I'm accumulating, and, in fact, I'm re-radiating it, because I don't like the word transmit and I don't like the word broadcast, because this is not a wave field. This is a radiance. And it's the focused radiance, but that same radiance is, in fact, has the capability of neutralizing mesocyclonic activity. And it does. It just like melts away. If we've got a snowstorm, blizzard coming at us, it diverts it. I know. Well, that's what happened the first time Washington, D.C. froze over. I believe we pushed that thing way south of us as it was coming up through there. Whoops! And, man, they really got hammered. That was the day that hell froze over. And there's just been so many events, and it's not just me watching. It's all these people across the world that, in fact, is just like on a little bit of belief and faith, just putting some of these up and just seeing amazing things. But, see, it was one of those things that we weren't supposed to know about. It was one of those things that had been grandly obfuscated for a very, very long time. I believe all the way back before the Druids. As a matter of fact, the pyramidical energy, which this is not, this is orgone, and it is, in fact, the essence of nature itself. Pyramidical or pyramid energy, in fact, is a facet of this, but I also believe that they, in fact, hooked up pyramids with the occult and astrology and all of that other stuff. Excuse me if I sound like Herbie Hancock, but I kind of like
no,
to be.
No, that's fine. I like to be anyway.
But if you understand what I'm saying, this is not the same energy. But it is probably the same energy, but it doesn't have a twist on it. It doesn't have that other pyramidical, you got to have a pyramid. It doesn't. Well, wait a minute. No, that's not true. That's not true. I'm not trying to levitate something. I'm just trying to neutralize it and turn it into something that's good.
Well, the pyramid itself and the energy within the pyramid are not evil. It's the application that
right.
That causes it to be used for occult purposes.
Right.
And this fascination with it, the Rockefeller fascination with pyramidology and these links to antiquity, and the as if this was the first structure built on the planet somehow, that you have to worship a building. I mean, where, you know, what kind of creatures are we talking about here? Again.
Oh, well, that gets into a very interesting subject, but and you are so well qualified to speak to that. So I just kind of flim-flam around and pick up things and so on and so forth, and I put that in writing, and that's who I believe it is. That's who we're still dealing with. But, man, are these people wicked. Gee, buddies. They are very, very, very wicked. And, well, can we fight that? Well, I don't know. If we, in fact, utilize energies that, in fact, also have trailers on them that's called God's energy, I just got a really good, comfortable feeling with that because I don't worship any of these things. The only thing I worship is, in fact, the Son of God. That's, in fact, what he tells me. Have no other gods before me. There's nothing that you can possibly worship. Not even a pyramid. That, again, is doing something that we were commanded not to do. So, but I'm just picking up on the things that a man by the name of Wilhelm Reich discovered a long time ago, and of course they in fact confiscated his works. They threw him in jail. They murdered him, and all that is in fact has been made public by others that have done the research and the investigation. It's just like the Kennedy assassination. It's the same thing. They murdered him. He didn't just get killed, or he didn't just die in prison. But his works, in fact, were specifically taken to the point where they burnt all of his books.
Mm-hmm.
So the information I got was from the people whom were around him, who understood what he, in fact, had discovered and made notes. And I see things like Wilhelm Reich saying, don't use aluminum in the Cloudbusters. To me, that's very specific. That talks to me. Well, what you see today are these chem busters, cloud busters, kind of none of them, in fact, are of the same order that Wilhelm Reich had put together. Don't know why, but I know one thing. They probably all have aluminum in theirs, and Wilhelm Reich said don't put aluminum in them. So nothing that I construct or suggest that others construct has aluminum in it. I also use magnetite. That had been very, very well hidden by someone, and I'm not certain if that wasn't just as of recent, but that particular fact, I found out some things about the use of natural magnetite, lodestone. And in particular, the high particle surface area of something like Black Sands magnetite, which Dr. John Maluski, in fact, is possibly, I would say, the global expert on that particular topic. I just know that that's where I get my magnetite, and the things that he observed himself, I've taken and try to apply some of those principles to what Reich was saying, and that's what I've got this thing constructed to the point where I'm ready to in fact do other things with it. Just to propagate the technology, just to propagate the methodology. Excuse me, I almost said that bad word. Technology. It's a technology. It's not a technology. It's a methodology. even to the point where I'd like to someday have a pendant or a brooch or something like that, that in fact is kind of like portable, but I am well on the way of having that so we in fact can embark on that particular aspect of it, because what better way to get this methodology into the hands of just about, because it's got a protective ability, and I can't explain to you what that is. Well, we know it will deflect electromagnetic waves. It even has an effect on some of the acoustic components of those waves. Yes, because it resonates at a frequency that, in fact, even goes into the lower ranges. So, can you prove all that? Well, no. I don't have a bunch of equipment, but I just look at the frequency waves and the fact that it comes from natural magnetic energy changes everything.
And those devices actually promote the well-being of the natural life forces in
yes,
plants and animals and mammals.
Right.
And, this is one reason why Reich was murdered. Is because his invention spelled a death sentence to all of these technologies that you're
right.
talking about.
The synthetic world, right.
Yes.
The electromagnetic. It in fact was a death knell to that. Because these types of inventions have the capability of possibly even producing energy that could be captured and used in such a way that we use regular electricity. Now, it wasn't Wilhelm Reich that came up with that. I believe it was Tesla.
Yes.
So there is a crossover here of the two things, and some of these weapons that they're directing at us was invented by one of these two men or both.
And then you have Victor Schauberger, too. And very shortly, he spent several months in the United States sharing a vast amount of his knowledge, and his son was here, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to bargain over it. He didn't want to turn it over to warmongering governments. And shortly after he returned to Europe, he died. And he died a very sad man. It's the reality of that genius when they, because they're so intelligent and so creative and prolific with these inventions and their understanding of these higher sciences, doesn't mean that they don't see what's going down.
Moret was also in that group.
Yes.
And what he, in fact, had, in fact, been able to make a determination. And were these men engineers? No, you don't need to be an engineer. You just have to understand some basic principles of things that you probably were not taught. Because even Einstein, in fact, would back away from some of the things that Reich said, and no, I don't know what their relationship was. I just know that Einstein, in fact, really didn't want anything to do with it because he couldn't explain it. Talking about natural forces, Wilhelm Reich made the observation that these accumulators will attract wildlife. It'll attract wild things. It'll attract natural things. You wouldn't believe the amazement that people write me that they have things showing up that's not been just like I did in my backyard. I had a red-tailed hawk, and I live in a ghetto area, show up in my backyard, and we actually got a photograph of it. But see, it's just amazing things like that. You don't know why. I got more squirrels and birds than in my backyard than anybody within at least a 20-block radius. Because there's just something that just attracts them to this place. But that's what Wilhelm Reich said would happen. But see, it's not, there are no side effects. There's no side, it is a part of a negative ion energy. Well, that's the good part of it. It's not the positive, it's the good part of negative ion energy, just like a thunderstorm. In fact, will impart the same type of energy, aura, if you will, into the atmosphere in the immediate area just after a thunderstorm. Same thing. You really can't explain it, but it is always peaceful, and it is always passive, and it actually neutralizes the angry, the chaotic, and the mesocyclonic and scalar wave. It'll just deflect them suckers like you wouldn't believe, because that's based on electromagnetic and natural magnetic trumps electromagnetic every single time. You see, Don, I just keep saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I find
I didn't invent anything.
Yeah, yeah. Schauberger was born about the time Tesla began work on Niagara Falls and the power plant there to begin producing AC. And he, through his work with vortices, discovered the principle that they're using today, that scientists over 100 years later are trying to identify as zero-point energy.
Right.
It, and these men definitely came here to change the paradigm here on this planet and were interfered with by those that wanted to meter what should be, what is everywhere. You know, the electricity, the potential power that we could tap into to operate what we operate through this draconian system that we have called power generation is much simpler and right there for free.
And there's things that we can't even begin to grasp, such as the direct connective to the ethers. Most people really not certain what that means. But it is something that does exist. It's devoid of space and time. My best dramatization of what the ethers are is that, well, right at this moment, that occurred throughout the universe at the exact same moment. The ethers, in fact, have that connectivity. But we can't grasp that. We can't understand that. Everything's got to have a time. This escapes that. But I found out that there's something that are very unique about these accumulators, that I could use things such as wild sage, just crushed up in the fingers, throw it onto the accumulator at the advancement of some mesocyclone. I got a tornado coming right my way or a hailstorm coming right my way. I can crush it up and just throw it on that accumulator, just a little couple flakes, and say a simple prayer. Now, hear me? That's the routine. You just say a simple prayer to God. You can say anything you want. You don't have to be specific. But you always, in fact, give the glory to God because it is His energy. It's the energy of reproduction. It makes microbial life, since that was kind of left out of your dramatization there a moment ago, microbial life, in fact, this is the energy that they reproduce in. And it rebuilds that energy because it's magnetic energy. Natural magnetic, in fact, is what the environment around you needs, sorely needs, because electromagnetic, being bathed in it 24/7, in fact, has a passivating effect. You reinvigorate the natural aura of the area. And like I said, I just keep saying the same thing, and I'm sticking to it.
Yes, and I've been reading Callahan's book on paramagnetism lately, and it's the same thing we're talking about here. If you disregard, and I'd like your thoughts on this, if you disregard the concept of time, it's how they operate the system here. It's a control mechanism, certainly. If we disregarded time, then everything would become an eternal now, wouldn't it? And so the ether would always be there. It always has been there. It is always is there and always will be there in that sense.
I think you answered your own question, didn't you?
Well, I'd like you to comment on it, though.
Kind of hard to go beyond that one. No, the ethers are there, and I was just making a comment. I've already figured out from the standpoint of just doing something like putting sage on it. Well, why sage? Well, because sage has some very complex phenol camphor compounds. These complex phenol camphor compounds, camphor in fact can, because it has a compound that is known to sublime, meaning it goes from a solid to a gas. It does not go through a liquefaction, but it goes through a phase in physics in physical entity and mass, but it in fact goes through it without passing through the customary do not pass go, don't collect $100. It doesn't go through that.
Sounds like you're describing certain types of fast foods.
From a solid to a gas, that's about right. Well, actually, it does displace a little bit of mass because I guarantee you, fast food, you're going to get fat. So it does kind of displace that for a little bit. But it's the ethers, and there are these compounds that are known, and most of them exist naturally, that's sublime. Well, camphor sublimes. It passes through without going through a liquid state. It goes from a solid to a gas. Now, when that occurs, it goes somewhere. And where I suggest it's going is into the ether. And I believe that that is one of the roots, because compounds that sublime, in fact, can give you an etheric connection. And I think that it increases and enhances the power of the generators tremendously. And we have no idea. I'm just a polymer chemist, but I'm beginning to really get a handle on these things. I'm beginning to be able to, we'll just use the word imagine, but I know it's not that because I told too many people about it when I was doing it back in mid-December. I, in fact, wanted, because watching the weather patterns and all that, the things and such, Don, I just knew that they were going to extend this winter forever, and they could just continue to freeze us out, and more electric, more gas, more heat, more fuel. Well, I said I want our spring here in Ohio to arrive March the 15th. I said this in mid-December, and I wrote a lot of people and told them that. I learned just by observation how to draw or pull with these accumulators. And I, in fact, started thinking about and looking at a satellite imagery map of the Marquesas and that region just south and west of South America, in the Marquesas area. Warm water, and start thinking of warm water and the warm air that would come off the warm water and start migrating throughout the region south of the equator and pull itself back up into a position where it could filter and migrate over in across the Baja Peninsula and across the southern tier of the United States and into the Gulf of Mexico basin. And I said, I want that to arrive here March the 15th, the spring fall. Well, I must have done it pretty good. I'll take credit for it because it got here March the 13th instead of the 15th, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
So all these weathers, this weather that we've got coming through here right now, we're going to have a beautiful day again tomorrow. But see, it's bringing, you can bring spring if you just know how to think about it. If you just look at the right things and think of the right things. And this is what the old medicine men knew and the dancers knew of tribal times, ancient tribal times. This is what was passed down to them. This is what the lore of the jungles and the Amazonian jungles and the forest, they knew how to do this. There were certain men that knew how to do this, and only they knew. They were called strange names like elders and priests. And someone of some type of metaphysical hierarchy, if you will, not meaning that in the occult sense either,
mm-hmm.
And not meaning it in a religious sense as well. This was just something that it was human to human.
Let's say as a shamanistic or in a shamanistic sense.
There you go. That's perfect. Exactly. And today, that's also defined in some of the things that I've read throughout the years. Since I came across this, but that was once called radionics today by someone who understands it. And therein lies that zero point energy and the ability to, in fact, use it. But quite frankly, it exists without time, And in fact, you can just look. You can just look at somewhere, look at them, or even from memory. As I told the two young college students that came here and looked at my greenhouse in the backyard that I made out of recycled stuff and the generators, they were just blown away. They were biology majors. They looked at it, and I told them what was doing it and how it works, and they were just intrigued with it. So I gave them some magnetite. And they put one of their own generators up, and they are using it. But they got on the internet one day, and they said, "We've got a problem. We see one of them cyclones that are heading right towards where their home was in Laos. They were from Laos." So I said, "Okay, there's a typhoon headed right across the Philippines and towards Guam and that direction to the north and to the west, and that was right in the path of Thailand and Laos and that all that peninsula over there." So they were asking me, "What can we do?" And I said, "Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of a tree. And can you think of a tree? Just any tree. Can you both think of a tree in your hometown? Just a tree." "Well, yeah." I said, "Okay, think it over, talk about it, talk about that tree. Remember how the branches grew? Think about that tree. And then go to your accumulator that you've got, throw some wild sage on it, and say a prayer. And that typhoon will divert to the southwest." Would I told you this story at all if it hadn't? It went to the south and the west. It missed Laos completely. They were just intrigued with it because there was nothing that was going to change the direction of that because it was headed straight towards that region. My only dramatization is, Don, I don't care where it's at in this world. If you can think about it, if you in fact can see it, like from a satellite map, you can do something about it just by thinking about it. But you can't use them for any ill purpose whatsoever, because there's nothing destructive about them. They are only constructive. They are only positive. They are the reproductive energy. They are God's energy, and they're a gift. But see, that gift was taken away by a bunch of greedy, warmongering, hateful beings, which I don't even believe they are human. But be it as it may, they're demonically possessed, and they don't want the goodness of reproduction to be held by anyone but under their control. And they, in fact, I believe, have got an extermination policy against all things that are human because they're not really human. And by the way, these generators, in fact, really keeps the grays away. I mean, the little grays, the bad ones, and reptilians. And again, I can only go by what other people tell me. And again, that's frequency based, but it really messes up the grav onyx in these UFOs too. It really screws them up. I don't know how it does that, but again, it's just something that other people had made the observation about, and I just happened to would agree with it because it's like wearing garlic around your neck and it keeps away vampires. Well, I hadn't seen any vampires recently. So.
Well, it's a vibration, and it's one that doesn't resonate with them. That's for certain. Dr. Mike, believe it or not, we're already out of time.
Well, okay. Well, I had fun telling you about it again, but I know you've heard some of this before. But the more I keep saying it, the more believable it becomes. I don't have anything that I'm trying to promote. I don't have a book. I don't have a DVD. I can just send you a sketch if somebody wants it. And you just put it together yourself and just learn. But you can't sell it to somebody. You got to give it away. So, hence, it's a gift. So, there's my gift. Anybody that wants to, in fact, pick it up, take a look at it. But I can just tell you, it works. It's like you, Don. No matter what you say, you're always right. So.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Oh, well, I do.
The personal pendants that you were describing are something that we're going to try to bring forth to assist people in that endeavor. So We want to, that's something to look forward to as well. I want to let the listening audience know that you're going to be on Evident Footprints next week, on Wednesday the 24th.
Right.
And certainly we can continue this discussion on that show, but we're out of time. So I got to wish you a good night and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Don. You have a good night.
Okay, folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com, and tonight's special guest, Dr. Michael Castle. He'll be with us, as I just said, next Wednesday, the 24th, and be sure to tune in. Tomorrow night, our special guest will be webmaster, researcher, journalist, and metaphysical scientist, Ken Adachi. You'll find that show, which will be a continuation of last week's disclosures on the topic we touched upon tonight, reptilians and the interference with a family in Texas. You'll find that fascinating if you missed last week's show. So join me tomorrow night for that particular topic. I'd like to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio for making Evident Footprints reach around the world, especially among all the independent broadcasters in the Wind Talkers Network. And blogtalkradio.com, of course, is the second home of A Marine's Disquisition and my good friend Drew Raines. Want to thank Seth Hendrick on the sound tonight, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.